Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
But let's just bother Puss here.
All right.
Perhaps his wife will appreciate this. Men with beards are more attractive than those without.
A lot of women don't like beards. A lot of women like beards. You know,
according to a study in the Journal of Evolutionary Biology, they asked 8,500 women.
It's a manly thing.
To rate men and men with and without beards for their boyfriend potential. The men were photographed clean-shaven.
Well, obviously.
5 days Puss's, after shaving.
Puss' wife liked the clean-shaven guys. She met him right away. He was clean-shaven.
Anytime anyone meets him, he's clean-shaven.
Good point.
The men were photographed clean-shaven 5 days after shaving, 10 days after shaving, and then 4 weeks after shaving. Every woman preferred their men with facial hair. Heavy stubble received the highest ratings for general attractiveness, followed by full beards and light stubble.
Yeah, I'd read that somewhere that day. The chicks dig the heavy stubble.
The stubble wasn't around for years. Years, it was either you had to be clean-shaven or beard.
Yeah.
There was never stubble. I mean, stubble looked like you were just like, you shouldn't be walking around that way, you know?
Right. Stubble was your typical, Iranian guy. His 5 o'clock shadow.
Or that, or just a guy that hadn't been showered or done anything. You know, it's just a cleanliness thing back
then.
Yeah,
but I think you should go one more distinction because, like, I mean— You guys both have what I would call beards.
Oh, I have a beard, yeah.
But then there's like the, you know, the Ryan Fitzpatrick,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Working on a ZZ Top thing.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that.
And that, I think, is...
Yeah. Some people look good in that, some people don't.
Yeah, I don't think really anybody looks good
in
that.
I can't do it. I don't want to try it because it's just, you know...
There was one guy from the Dodgers, too, had a big old beard. Forget his
name. Oh, the redhead. Yeah.
His redhead
is kind of freaky.
Yeah, the soulless ginger.
Yeah. Yeah, he's evil. That dude's evil.
This one throws me.
Letterman has a pretty sizable beard.
Yeah, it's huge.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, if you've got time, you may as well grow a beard.
Yep.
I can't get past that first part where it just starts to just go straight out. I tried it last year. My wife wanted me to grow it out further, but I just... You look bad for a long time.
It starts to itch, too.
Well, yeah, I'm used to the itch because I've always worn a beard, but I'm talking about when it gets longer, you know?
Yeah.
It goes straight out and doesn't ever fold back down.
I'm used to looking bad for a long time, too, so I should just give it a try.
It's hard to get under your chin strap.
Have you ever let it go real long, Craig? Because you got a really good beard. I mean,
Not really.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone however long without shaving. Yeah. It wasn't necessarily an attempt to.
Have you ever let
it
just keep going, Nick?
I've tried. I have no patience for it. Yeah. There's sometimes where I go.
You're basically heavy stubble. It's a beard, but it's heavy stubble, yeah.
All hot and whatnot.
Yeah. I think when we first started working with Craig, it was a little puffier.
I think
I remember seeing an old picture of you like gathering news in some old office, and you had a pretty sizable beard at that point.
Yeah.
I think that was a lot of
long hair, too.
Her name was Susie.
There was a lot of neglect involved there.
Well, whatever.
And apathy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't say it was well kept.
Yeah, it was nearly Santa size.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think it was close.
This one throws me a bit. A recent study finds that the key to improving willpower, you know, we've got willpower in spades around these parts.
Sure. Yeah.
No addictions in this room.
Nothing like that.
Nothing.
Nope.
I could say no at a drop of a hat.
Well, you could say, you know, the willpower to keep the addiction going or something. I don't know.
We want to start a show called Bizarre Buzzes. I don't think we have willpower.
No, it's clean living, teetotaling all the way around.
That's right.
Hey, huff this.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, why not?
Get the camera rolling.
A recent study finds that the key to improving willpower is to believe that you have willpower. believe that you have willpower in abundance to begin with.
Even when you have plenty of evidence to the contrary?
Yes. Researchers at the University of Illinois compared Americans' perception of their stamina to complete difficult tasks with that of Europeans. They found that Americans had a lower opinion of their own willpower versus the European counterparts. The authors found that Americans in the study were much more likely to say that they needed breaks and recovery periods after mentally taxing tasks, which is not easy to say.
No, it isn't.
Europeans were more likely to feel energized and prepared to continue on to the next task at hand.
So we're
the
just lazy.
Results show
we're lazy
that Americans are more prone to believing their willpower and self-control has limits, and that may be the difference maker.
I'm not going crazy.
Do they just need more hugs, more pats on the back?
When we think our willpower is limited, it's similar to a muscle gets tired and needs rest. If we believe it's a finite resource, we act that way. We feel exhausted. We need breaks.
That's why we have, like, cheating weeks.
People who view their willpower as a limitless resource get energized.
I don't know those people.
No, nor do I.
Yeah, this is bordering into some Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
I just don't buying it.
Talk to the scientists, because what they're saying.
I prefer to kill the messenger.
That's right. What they're saying.
Yeah, I don't believe it or believe it. One or either one.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.